whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica! I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast. Jessica Young.
And Dana Powell.
Woohoo! This is very exciting.
It's so exciting.
I guess we should tell people what our show is to start off. So you got something that bugs you? The word moist, slow drivers in the fast lane, people who start conversations with no offense, but let us rant about it. Got something you love? A charity organization, a song, that video of the grandpa who holds babies in the NICU? Oh, let us rave about it. Every Tuesday, myself, Dana Powell, and
Jessica Young
will be here ranting and raving, and you can too. Let's all breathe together for an hour, right?
Yeah.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I think 2019 is the year of, like, it's okay to be upset. We're going to get it out.
Right.
And then we're going to fill that empty space with some good. Jessica Young, tell us a little bit about yourself. Let's all get to know each other.
I am somebody who is obsessed with all things paper.
Yes. You're very good at making paper things.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That is still a pipe dream that one day I'll move to some sleepy town in Nowheresville, USA, and open up a magical bookstore and wrap gifts all day, because nothing gives me greater pleasure than doing that.
You're so good at it. You're so creative.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Also a bit of a maniac. I'll spend $20 on a piece of wrapping paper for a $5 gift, but that's...
But it looks beautiful.
It looks beautiful.
One thing I want to say about you, and I'm sure people have noticed since you began speaking, you have an amazing voice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your experience with living with this voice.
This voice gets me called sir on a daily basis.
You do not look like a sir in any way.
Thank you. I hope I don't look like a sir. I certainly sound like
you
a sir.
You have a very sultry voice.
But I have been called sir in person as well.
Yeah.
Today would probably be one of those days, wearing my buffalo plaid flannel shirt.
I don't think you look like a sir. I also think you're very funny.
Thank you.
We met
hysterical. That is how we met.
Well, whatever. We met through doing comedy improv here in Los Angeles. We've known each other, gosh, how many years now?
I think like 14 years.
14 years, something crazy like that. And I've always thought you were a comedic genius.
Likewise.
And you have a laugh that just kills me. We'll hear it at some point.
Makes people turn around and glare at me.
They do stare at you a lot at shows.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always like, oh, at least Jessica thinks I'm funny.
I'm going to laugh whether anyone else, no matter where I am, is laughing or not.
That's
Sometimes
good.
That can get me into trouble, but...
No, it's healthy for you, I think. I think the only way it can get you into trouble is if you're, like, arrested and you just keep laughing at the police. Then you're a maniac.
That would probably be true.
And then, of course, I'm Dana Powell. It's so hard to describe yourself.
I know.
Do you want to describe me?
You
5'3".
Are no. This little redheaded, angelic looking lady who...
Oh, that's so
has
sweet.
The piss and vinegar of the Tasmanian devil.
I got some piss and vinegar for sure.
And I love it because you are a very warm and inviting and welcoming person. And then... Once you're on stage, or if someone crosses your path or someone else's, you are not afraid to speak your mind.
I'm not.
You're so cute when you do it that it
I kind of get away with murder.
Yeah. It's not offensive. I instantly send people into anger mode because I can't control the tone. You can at least say it with a smile and a twinkle in your eye.
Yes. I say what I mean and I mean what I say, but I don't say it mean.
You don't. You're not a mean person.
Is that an excuse just to be an asshole?
No,
it could be.
But there's nothing wrong with that if it is.
Yeah. Jessica and I both live in Los Angeles, California.
We do.
We're both pursuing...
In the Valley.
And we're Valley girls.
Totally Valley girls.
We are both in the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
You may have seen us on things like... I play Cam's sister Pam on Modern Family.
Hello, amazing.
I've been on things like Curb Your Enthusiasm and Veep. Whatever, we all work. What's the last show you were on something recently?
I will be
it's coming.
In a show that comes out, they haven't said yet, but in March or April, one of the newer Shonda Rhimes shows called For the People.
Amazing.
And it's kind of my dream come true because I've always said I want to play the prison warden, but I also want to be a prisoner. So I'm finally getting somewhere in that world. This is really a stretch, but I'm playing a witness on the stand in a courtroom.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was very, very fun.
That sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
See me get serious for once.
Yeah.
It's not funny. There's nothing funny about the show.
Really?
Yeah.
All I've ever seen you do is comedy.
This is about, and I think a lot of shows will base stuff on true things, whether it's medical or dealing with the law. This is about a judge who is accepting payoffs to send kids for 3 times the normal amount of time to a juvenile detention center that he is then found out to be connected with. And I act for the police sometimes. I'm actually headed to Irvine later tonight. I play victims of domestic violence to help teach police officers throughout the state of California.
Wait, don't dip into that. That's something I want to rave about some point.
Okay.
So we'll consider that a teaser.
All right.
Because I love that. I did that with you once.
You did?
Yeah. It's very cool. So we'll rave about that at some point.
Okay.
Before we move on, I want to give everybody a chance to figure out how to get in contact with us. Because what we want to do here is build a community where we can come. You guys can tell us what you want us to rant about. Mm-hmm. We will be your best friends and support you in being aggravated about whatever you need. Okay, so our website, therantsandravespodcast.com, Instagram at therantsandravespodcast, email therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com, and you can reach us on Twitter, which really, who's going to pay attention to us on Twitter?
I know, and I'm not much of a tweeter.
I'm not a tweeter. We'll post stuff. Nobody's going to read it because we're not celebrities, but it's @raves_the because the other wasn't available.
Yeah.
So that's how that goes. Get in contact with us. Let us know what bugs you. Let us know what you love. Let's get on into our first rant, Jessica.
Let's do it.
I believe you're going first today. What is something that's really been aggravating you? Let's get into this. Dissect it.
So I recently started working part-time in an office, and it's like the show, The Office. We have every character that you ever saw on a show like that and more. And something that's really put me over the edge is there is communal dishes. We don't have a kitchen.
Right, in the break room or whatever.
Yeah, there's dishes, mugs. The company supplies coffee all day and tea, and the owner always brings in pastries or whatever. It's like, we're all grown adults. I don't think it should have to have a printed sign, which we do every day, telling people either to please only take one, or it's flu season, please use the spoon, like if they put out trail mix. But people still act like animals. Like, if you're at home, you can reach in with your own hand.
Oh, no. People aren't putting their hands in things.
Oh, yeah.
No, I can't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Into like a, a glass apothecary jar filled with stuff.
No.
We have a large serving spoon that is cleaned daily that you should be using. They even put out little cups. Like, they can't make it easier for you.
Yeah.
But I'm new there, and over the last few weeks, I have noticed when people are done with their coffee or tea, at least half of the people there are dumping it in the sink.
Sure.
And then literally, when I tell you, giving it a splash, like not even enough to wet the whole thing, under the sink, no soap, no sponge, no nothing.
Right.
And then putting it back in the cupboard.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No. I thought you were going to say they rinse it and then put it on the counter. And I was going to be like, Jessica.
Still unacceptable.
You're kind. Well, no. Because then it's like, there must be a janitorial staff that washes the dishes
they know
appropriately.
And there are signs on the fridge, on the cupboards. It's like, please throw out your food each week. You know, if you're going to bring something to the communal refrigerator, you don't leave your nasty tabbouleh to rot into some kind of sludge.
I don't even know what that is. I'm from Missouri. What's tabbouleh?
It's a horrifying, very healthy food made with bulgur wheat and the most obscene amount of parsley you've ever heard. Back to the dishwashing.
I just want to say that does sound disgusting.
It is. I'm going to bring some sometime for you just so you can taste it. It's like,
that's not going to happen.
It should be a palate cleanser as a punishment because it's so, I hate when people describe things as herbaceous, but it is.
That's not a word.
It is. I made it up, or maybe it's one of the million vegan for lovers cookbooks that have come out.
Vegan for lovers?
There's a vegan book for everything.
We're going to have to talk about that at some point.
Of course.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, our listeners haven't really seen us, and I wouldn't say I'm in the best physical shape. I definitely don't own a Vegan for Lovers book.
I'm not in the best physical shape. I own an inordinate amount of vegan cookbooks, but I just own a ton of cookbooks. I don't cook.
I don't cook.
Know if I've mentioned that to you ever. I don't cook, but man,
but you know what I do?
Good cookbook.
Can I tell you what I do do? I do clean my dishes before I put them back in the counter.
Yeah. I forgot to tell you also that when you open the cupboard and all that was facing me was lipstick stain, coffee,
no.
crumbs from the grody muffin they had been eating and then touched their hand to.
No.
So it's even worse because it's so obvious that they're not being cleaned. But
well,
people are on autopilot.
Have to see that. Like if I know I'm putting away dishes dirty, if I'm doing that, you have to know 30 other people are doing it too.
They don't care. But everyone's on autopilot.
I can't.
They open a cupboard and grab the mug and I'm like, oh God, that's the one that so-and-so just was picking his nose and then half rinsed and put back in there. And
I can't. I even have gotten to the point. So Dan Tipton, who is my husband, I'm sure I'll mention him again, and everybody's always like, why do you call him by his full name? Well, it's on the website. It's fine. But that's the man I'm married to, and we have a child, and we've been together for almost 20 years. So anyway, just so you know, his full name is Dan Tipton. He is kind of a germaphobe, right? Like, he washes his hands after he ties his shoes. Like, he freaks out.
Really?
He washes his hands to the point that his hands crack, okay? So I am not that bad, but I feel like some of his tendencies have rubbed off on me. For example, I can't touch my steering wheel and then not wash my hands when I get somewhere now.
No matter if you are coming out of the house, say, with clean hands and then touch your steering
wheel. Because I feel like then I've been out in public.
And strangers have broken into your car and rubbed
and
their dirty
hands. The steering wheel. No!
Like, it's usually your hands or your husband's hands.
But where have my hands been, Jessica?
Well, that is another episode entirely.
Okay, so to piggyback...
Are you valeting a lot? I mean, now I'm getting the impression...
Sure. I mean, we live in LA. We have to valet sometimes. So there's that. And then there's like, what if I get out and I touch a meter to put my card in it? And then I get in my car. And who's licked that meter in Hollywood?
You know what I really don't like and makes me sick on that same wavelength is the ATMs at 7-Eleven. Not the ATMs. The pin pad at 7-Eleven is disgusting.
The pin pad?
Like where you put in your cart, the chip reader, the numbers and everything.
Oh, to pay for
I'm
your
like,
merchandise?
Again, what animal was
Who's
in here?
It? Who
and
put...
What were they doing? And now it's covered.
Who put their finger in their butthole and then typed in their PIN?
Pretty much.
I mean, I got
to
be honest with you.
And then they went to 7-Eleven.
Okay,
weird.
This is going to gross you out. We're not a gross out podcast. We're just like getting our frustrations out, right? Okay, so one time I was at 7-Eleven. This is going to damage you.
Okay.
I'm sorry, listeners. And a man came in. I don't know that he was homeless, but he was having a rough time.
Right.
Okay. He went to the fountain drinks and washed his hands.
Nope.
In the water in the fountain.
Nope.
And he was touching the spout.
Yeah,
and
that's
so,
why I don't use water fountains.
I love a fountain drink. I love a good pop from a fountain dispenser.
I do too.
I can't do it anymore.
No.
I can't because I saw that.
Then you don't want to know also like what was once found at an Arby's when they have like the big...
Don't ruin Arby's for me. I'm Midwest. Jessica.
Let me just tell you this.
Oh, God.
If you go anywhere, I don't care what kind of accoutrement they have set up at
you're fancy.
Condiment bar, you will ask for the single serve packets.
Why?
Whatever you, because they're sealed and you know nobody got in there.
Wait, what? No, but why not the pumpers?
When I was growing up, they found a condom, a used condom.
In the pump?
In, like, it could, I don't remember, the horsey sauce that would be...
First of all, no one should be
ironic
eating horsey sauce.
Disgusting. Horsey sauce is delicious on a beef and cheddar.
Are you kidding me?
It's like horseradish mayonnaise.
I can't
it's
handle
it.
Like I don't like horseradish.
Regular, hardcore horseradish that you're going to put on a piece of gefilte fish if you go to a friend's house for
Jessica,
a Jewish
your
holiday.
Face right now, I feel like you're going to beat me up.
Because I can't believe that you don't love horsey sauce.
I have
I'm
to
a
tell
condiment
you. Also,
co?
Don't call it horsey sauce. People do that. It makes it sound fun. It's not. It burns your
but
mouth.
That's what they call it.
I can't.
Horsey sauce.
Yeah, it's not right.
Come on.
Well, and then add a condom to it. Oh, God.
But how disgusting. Like the pump.
That's gross.
It wasn't coming out. And then somebody came. It was like a disgruntled employee or whatever.
Oh, God.
All
Can
of
I?
That.
It's disgusting. Can I piggyback on your break room disgust and do a rant? Rant that is similar, because I would be ranting about the same thing if I were you. In fact, have you said something?
I did.
You're a narc.
I said that to a coworker. I'm like, I know it's my first week. I don't want to be that narc. I can't believe it's that narc. I've never been a narc anywhere, but I felt like I had to let that be known.
Are you going
to
start making signs that rhyme or something like, if you want some wishes, do your dishes?
No, because that's as gross as if you sprinkle while you tinkle, be a sweetie and wipe the CD.
It is gross, but also good information.
It is. I do not need to see that hanging in someone's home bathroom. Okay. A Cracker Barrel in Alabama. Sure. I'll take it. Not at your home.
Okay. Well, this is going to upset you because I'm moving to the workspace bathroom. Okay? I think if you still want to read the newspaper, great. Mm-hmm. Right? Most offices, you get the newspaper first thing in the morning.
Right.
When I haven't worked in an office for a while because I'm bad at it and probably people don't want me there. But when I did, the thing that drove me the most insane, because I was in reception at a commercial real estate firm. So I saw everyone come out of the bathrooms. I saw everyone come out of the break room. I saw everyone come out of their offices. I was the candy bowl. I was the hub. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be arrogant, but my station was real popular.
No, that's the place to be.
The candy bowl. Right.
Course.
So what I hate, Jessica, is when someone takes the newspaper, and it's men. I don't want to man bash. I only saw men do it. I'm sure somewhere there's a woman that does it. Took the newspaper into the bathroom to read it while they pooped.
Nope.
Brought it back out of the bathroom. Placed it on the break room table.
Absolutely not.
Can you imagine how many little tiny airborne fecal monsters grabbed onto that coarse paper? And then they put it on the break room table where we all go to eat our snacks, right? And then those little fecal monsters are like all over the food room.
They're everywhere. And clearly those people never watched when they've had like an expose. They did it on like 60 Minutes one time. I think Oprah's
done a bunch of them. She made me scared of movie theater seats.
I mean, all of it, but like hotels, all this kind of stuff is disgusting. And not putting the seat down in most bathrooms that are in a public space do not have a seat. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, they don't
have a
lid.
It's like that in Venice Beach, and it's like stainless steel, I guess, so nobody tries to steal a porcelain commode. But why in like any public bathroom, whether it's a bar or a restaurant, an office, it's just a big, giant, long toilet.
Yeah.
And you can't close it.
You can't close it. And it's a power.
It's all spring all day.
I can't handle your hand motions. People can't see you, but there's so much craziness happening. It's disgusting. Did you know that when you flush the toilet at homes, I think now we have like low pressure, especially in California, a lot of places do, but it can shoot a spray into the air up to 20 feet.
Yeah.
So a public bathroom flushes even harder.
It's
can you imagine?
Like a geyser coming out. Seriously.
Yes.
Especially the ones that take the flush before you have the chance to decide you're done.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever had it flush while you're sitting there?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's terrifying. Think you're going to go down the bowl.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Like, I'm worried, like, that airplane, what's that old urban myth where if you sit on a toilet in an airplane and you flush it, it'll suck your intestines out.
You know what? I would almost believe that.
Yeah. But in a public bathroom instead, it's like gonna shoot you up on a geyser of poo matter.
Did other people concur with you, or was that?
Oh,
like
I started. Are you kidding me? No. Are you kidding? I couldn't keep it to myself. I was the instigator. I started spreading the rumor. You guys, you know that. Don't read the paper. I know that's closing circles, isn't it? I was younger. I could have maybe handled it differently.
I think you are doing your civic duty.
Basically, we're saying don't be a jerk at work.
Or home.
Or home. Okay, you're right. Or home.
Or at a restaurant.
Or at a restaurant.
I mean, we could really open up this Pandora's box for weeks.
There are many levels to how you can not be a jerk.
And if you're going to wash your hands, which I hope you're washing
your hands. You have to.
But also not a splash like the coworker with the coffee mug with your grody crumb marks.
No.
You gotta wash your hands.
And never take paper into the bathroom.
No.
No.
And I bet that they rolled it up and put it under their arm.
Of course, that's how they walk out.
Walk into the park or something. It's like you're walking 10 feet to take a dump.
Okay, we could go on forever and ever on our rant section.
Yes, we could.
Because we need to get it out, right?
We do.
So you guys, every Tuesday, we're releasing a new episode. So hit us up. Hit us up at therantsandravespodcast.com on our website. You can hit us up on Instagram at therantsandravespodcast. Email us at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com. And Twitter is like @raves_ I don't know, P90X. I don't understand. I don't get Twitter, but whatever. You can hit us up there. We'll look, right?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Like once a week when you see the 125 notifications of what other people did that you didn't open.
Sure. How do you stop that? That's for another rant. Okay. We're going to move into a new section. I'm going to give you a choice here. Do you want to do, we've got some fun little corners we want to try out in different episodes. Would you like to do Can You Believe That right now? Or would you like, I've got one for both. Would you like to do, oh, my bad.
Just for the way you said it, I'd love to hear, oh, my bad.
Okay. I'm kind of glad because this has been weighing heavily on my conscience, Jessica. Mm-hmm. So I had a meeting with some people. Ooh, fancy. at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Oh.
Which also I had never really been to, I don't think.
You know, they filmed part of Troop Beverly Hills there, right?
Did, yes. They have pictures in the lobby. Also, isn't that where Whitney Houston died? I don't want to bring us all down.
In the bungalow.
I don't want to bring us down.
Might be right.
Anyway, there's a lot of nostalgia there. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty cool. And so I'm going there to have out by the pool to have brunch, right?
Oh, so posh.
So posh. I pull into the parking structure. It's been really windy in Los Angeles, so I've had a bit of a
like 80 mile an hour winds.
Yeah, like a little post-nasal drip, mm-hmm. little hacking going on. I know that's disgusting. Honestly, is this the grossest first podcast that's ever been done?
I think it might be.
Oh, God. So I was like, okay, I want to spit, but I didn't have any napkins in my car to spit into, right?
You always need to have napkins.
You always should, and this is why. I didn't, so I was like, there's nobody in this parking structure. I'm just going to roll down my window. I'm not a great spitter, but I'll make sure I don't dribble it down my chin, because usually that's what happens.
Yeah, or the side like, of your car.
Yeah, I feel like most of the guys I know were built, like they were born with some sort of spit ability that I don't have.
It's like a catapult.
Yes. Yes. And they can aim it and it sticks together. Mm-hmm. Like when I spit, I should be wearing a splash guard. It either dribbles down my face or comes back at me, something, right?
Totally.
It never goes far. Well, I don't know what happened. But the wind was just right, or maybe it was my magic day. I don't know.
Spirit moved you.
Yes. So I rolled down my window and I spit, and it flies so far and lands on the hood of a BMW in front of me. And I was like, I don't have any napkins to wipe this off. I'm in a parking structure. What if somebody sees me petting the hood of a BMW?
Excuse me, ma'am, is this your car?
No, I just spit on it. Sorry.
Can you come with me, please?
I think it's mine now. I pretty much think I claimed it with my DNA. So I left it, Jessica. What else was I going to do? And I went and I had my fancy brunch. I had a really good time, took pictures with a dog, and then came back and it was still there. And I just was like, and got in my car and left. And I have felt so horrible. I'm like, oh, my bad.
I think you answered the question I was going to ask you, too, with the fact that it was still there. It was clearly not a watery spit. I mean, that's really gross.
Oh, no.
I mean, it would have maybe dried up and you would have forgotten about it and moved on with your day. But now that's emblazoned in your mind.
Oh, no. I'm so humiliated. I feel really horrible. And I even felt so bad. Like, I was going to post it on Facebook, and then I thought people are going to hate
me. Like a missed connection?
If you were in the parking structure at the Beverly Hills Hotel last Tuesday and found spit on your hood, call me in.
I'd like to know the results of my ancestry.com.
I want to have coffee with you. Let's wash our hands well and not read the paper. My horribleness.
Then go to a priest or something. You
I'm
don't
not
need
Catholic.
To, I'm not either. But why would you need to confess that?
Yeah, you're right.
Sorry,
sucker.
Have you ever gotten your car hit and somebody didn't even bother to leave a note, let alone a text?
My car was recently keyed because the side of it, I knocked a bumper off of a truck by accident.
Oh.
And so I guess somebody was like, well, this car's already fucked up. I'm just going to key it. That'll be fun. So there's that. I don't know what corner that falls into. Just like my shitty life. I don't know.
Oh my God. Instead of my so-called life, my shitty
life. My shitty life. Is that a new corner for us?
Oh God, it might be. I hope there's a Jordan Catalano to come save the day.
Wait, who's Jordan Catalano? Is that pop culture? I don't know.
Come on. My so-called life with Claire Danes and...
No, I know that.
But why is his name escaping me now? The actor.
Jared Leto?
Yes.
Oh, his character name was Jared. How come you remembered his character name and not his real name?
Because he was such a dreamboat and I only like him as that character.
Uh-huh.
And I loved him in Dallas Buyers Club. Other than that, I don't need anything else from Jared Leto, especially not his band.
Oh my. You really got worked up.
30 seconds from Mars. 30 seconds to Mars. Please get on a ship and stay there. Have you heard any of their music?
I don't think so. Jessica.
This is not time to rant.
Maybe it feels like we've gotten wound up.
We have.
Let's take a deep breath and blow it out. We're out with our rants. Should we move into our rave section?
Let's do it.
Okay, so this is the Rants and Raves podcast. In the rave section, we really want to take the opportunity to shout out things we're super excited about. Good news stories, charity organizations. And for this inaugural episode, I wanted to do something that I'm a little bit familiar with. Some of you may know, I was on another podcast for a while called Absolute Worst Podcast, and this woman contacted us. And what I want to rave about today is called Medical Monkeys. Okay. And they're like, it's not a log line. That's our business. What would their slogan? Is that what it would be called?
Yeah.
It says hanging around while you're feeling down. Okay. And so basically what these are these little stuffed monkeys with Velcro hands, and you give them to people in the hospital. So I'm going to read you a little bit from their website about how this got started. I think it's an amazing way to like show love and not, it's hard when you're in the hospital and you get flowers and things like that. Right. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people can't have flowers.
They can't have flowers.
Allergies.
Sometimes you're moving in between, what do you call it, rooms and stuff. And so you can't be hauling a bunch of stuff. Okay. Medical monkeys are the distinctive way to show love and support while donating to a health-related charity. Cheerful and reassuring, a medical monkey will be there when you can't. Okay. So when you know someone in the hospital or recovering from an illness or injury, give the gift that lasts. Unlike flowers that wilt or balloons that deflate, a medical monkey is a lasting gift, a tag along on a loved one's medical journey. So when you buy a medical monkey, then $10 of your purchase goes to a specific charity of your choice.
I love that.
And on the tag, when I received one, the owner and operator of it, who I'll talk to you about here in a second, she sent me one, and $10 of the purchase went to the Children's Research Fund for Cancer.
Oh.
And I have a friend, a very dear loved one who's 13 years old battling cancer. And so this, he can put on his IV and it can go anywhere with him. It's just really, really cool. I think they're really, you can order them online. Again, that's medicalmonkeys.com. They're also on Instagram. And I want to tell you just a little bit about how they got started.
Are there different types?
There's all kinds of different ones you can choose from. The mother of the founder, her name is Lanai, I think is how you pronounce her name. Lanai. I've talked to her a million times, but you know how social media is
totally.
These days. So her mother was diagnosed with cancer. Her mom had a 12-year battle with cancer. The first 7 weeks was her first hospital stay, and that was the beginning of Medical Monkeys. Lenae's mom's room was filled with flowers and plants that began to wilt, balloons that deflated, and empty boxes of candy. Not everyone who wanted desperately to be at the hospital could be there, so they sent presents. The brother was living out of town, and rather than one more flower bouquet, he sent a monkey and asked that the three young children buy something from him that would let his mom know he wanted to be there. So they bought this monkey and put Velcro on the hands and feet. And that's how this started. So it swung from her IV cart and sat on the windowsill, and she just loved it. So it's just an unobtrusive way that requires no upkeep to just say, hey, I love you. I'm thinking about you. And it's somebody I wanted to give a shout out to because I think it's really amazing. So medical monkeys, isn't that a cool idea?
I love it. First of all, it is sweet, and I don't care how old or young someone is. Everybody likes a little bit of comfort when they're sick, right?
Like, yeah.
Everything's kind of off the table when you could just have a bad cold, let alone if someone's going through something major. So I think it's a lovely way to cheer people up and give you a little bit of cozy comfort. But I love that part of their proceeds are going back to a charity.
Yeah. I do too. I think it makes it really special.
It does.
Especially if it's a charity that's involved with what they're struggling with.
Absolutely.
Too. Like, so meaningful. I think it's nice when you're feeling ill. I've been in the hospital several times. Because I'm really fragile.
You are a delicate flower.
I've always said I'm a little fluffy. I'm on the fluffy side. But God needs me to be that way because he gave me bird bones. I have, like, really tiny bones. I know that sounds crazy. But I've, like, shattered my arm. I have my bones died in my arm. They had to dig them out. They rooted my legs, stuffed some tissue into my arm. Whatever. It's a horrible story. We don't need to get into it. This has already been disgusting enough. We're in the positive part. But I remember, like, a friend of ours, Bridget, came to visit me because Dan Tipton was working on a movie on the East Coast. And so I was out here by myself. And it was the little thing. She brought lotion and rubbed lotion into me that smelled like peppermint. She brought a plug-in for the room that it smelled like vanilla. Like, just to anything to make you feel more comfortable. And then after she was gone, when I would smell those things, because she chose things I wanted. She didn't just, like, shove a smell on me.
Okay. Like oud and wheat.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
Just some kind of weird flower and another weed from growing out in the field.
I don't want to. If I'm in the hospital, I don't want to smell weeds.
I don't either.
Even if I do want to be out in a field. But it always also reminded me that somebody was thinking about me.
Yeah.
I wasn't alone, you know? And I think this is a really cute way to do that. And I think that you could pass them along. Like, I don't know. I just think it's really lovely.
Totally.
So that's what I wanted to shout out this week. Medicalmonkeys.com. If you have somebody that's in there and they just had a baby, or they're in there because they're sick. Like, really, there doesn't have to be a specific reason to love somebody.
Old or young.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people are just in for a week, but 1 week in the hospital.
I'm telling you.
Feels like an eternity.
4 hours in the hospital feels like an eternity.
Yeah.
And I feel like at some point they're going to put Velcro on your body that rubs the wrong way.
Oh, that's a guarantee.
Like, something they have to strap to you will Velcro and it won't fit all the way and it will scratch your skin.
Right. Or you've never had allergies your whole life, but now they've put tape around you like a tourniquet and your arm has turned purple.
Yeah.
From a reaction.
You're probably going to lose it. No. Just kidding. Can you imagine?
Amputation by paper tape.
Every time somebody goes into the hospital, I call them. I'm like, I love you. I'm thinking about you. I sent you a medical monkey. Don't lose an arm to tape.
Whoa.
That's the warning. That's the warning I give everybody. You just had the lowest drop. Whoa. I wish we had tech music to go with that. Jessica.
Yes.
I feel like I'm the one talking so much.
I'm sorry. I know. I'm just taking it all in.
Yeah, I'm a lot.
I love
Do you
it.
Have something you want to rave about? I mentioned before you got here, I mentioned maybe you raving about, who's that woman you introduced me to? Emily McDowell?
Oh, yes. She is a stationer. That sounds like something from the 1800s in England.
Yeah, at a train station.
I don't know what you would call it other than a stationer, right? Like a creator of stationery.
Oh, okay.
A greeting card. I mean, I feel so ignorant right now. A stationer. I probably
No, that makes
that
you sound
up.
Smart, I think.
I probably made that up.
I want you to give me titles.
I'm going to come up with a lot.
I
and they're all going to have E-R.
Yeah, a laughener, a mothener.
A mothener. That's a southern mother. That's like a whole merchandising line.
Oh my God, we just coined mothener.
Motherner.
For real? Not bad.
I'm nodding my head in approval.
I mean, I have a kid, so I would wear a shirt that said Motherner.
Do you have one of those, like, wine cups that's hand-painted with rhinestones that says
no,
mommy juice?
I don't.
Thank God.
Don't have any. I'm not a big, like, I need wine to get through motherhood person. If I need wine, it's because I'm mad about something, and it's usually not my kid. He's the joy. You know what? I also don't have stemless wine glasses. And can I tell you why? Because the reason we have stems on our wine glasses is so that our hand does not change the temperature
That's
of the
true.
Wine. And I'm not like a big wine connoisseur. I don't taste hazelnut and corn poppies in my wine. I don't know anything about it. If I'm drinking, I'm drinking to get a buzz, right?
Totally.
But I like my wine to stay chilled if I'm having a chilled. I don't want it to get... I run hot.
Oh, so do you like white wine or rosé?
I like white wine. Rosé Prosecco is my jam, for sure. Yes. I like a bubbly.
So then you would be a fan of those things called like wine pearls. I think somebody that knocked that off called it wine twirls.
They're
like, they're like frozen stainless steel. They look like coffee beans that you put in the freezer and then you drop them in your wine to keep it ice cold, but it doesn't water it down because we all know you're not supposed to put ice cubes in your wine.
Right.
And it's not like a glass of scotch and you're trying to mellow it out.
Sure.
I'm going to have to get you some wine twirls.
I might like it. I don't know. Are you going to give me that face every time I use them?
Well, yeah, because I don't like things that you have to submerge in a drink and then take it out. It's like they have whiskey stones that are made of soapstone. I'm going to put it in. It's going to get all grody and sugary and stuff from the alcohol and then take it out, give them a quick rinse, and what, throw them back in the freezer?
A wise woman once told me you need to make sure you use soap. If there's lipstick on your whiskey stones.
Well, what? The whiskey stones are made of soapstone, so it's porous. So I can't, you know, it's like you're not supposed to put soap in a cast iron griddle.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Is it like a cast iron?
Which I have issues with because my husband uses a cast iron.
So does mine.
All the time.
Men love a good cast iron. And it's his pride and joy.
Oh, love it.
And you clean it with salt.
Yep. Yeah. Or he just boils some vinegar in it. I'm like, okay, we just cooked like a ham hock in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, real
ham hock. I almost got spanked as a grown adult by throwing out my roommate's mother's bacon grease because I found it in our cupboard and it was just like a congealed mason jar. And I thought my friend made homemade mayonnaise or something nasty and left it out. It was bacon grease.
To reuse?
Oh, yeah. That's how she was going to season the cast iron to make her cornbread.
Oh, my.
Little shout out to Donna Gray in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Is she a motherner?
She's a total motherner.
This is not a mommy show, but I feel like even if you have pets, you can be a dog motherner.
That's true.
I'm a lizard motherner.
That I have lizard a gecko. Is real cute.
I have a gecko. She's a beast, right? We're convinced she wants to eat the dog.
By the way, her lizard matches her sweater. Like, her lizard is this beautiful, like, pale, almost
peachy almost
coral
like...
color. And Dana's wearing an adorable light pink sweater that says love. And
You made me sound so cute.
Well, you are. And I look like a truck driver. No, I'm in, like, a buffalo plaid flannel shirt, but that's a tunic. Like, they tried to make it feminine.
Yes. And the color. What would you call that color?
This, I'm going to say,
I'm going to take
magenta.
A picture of you. It's magenta. I have never seen a truck driver in a magenta plaid shirt. You crazy person.
Just because I haven't gotten behind the wheel of an 18-wheeler yet.
Honestly, I know you said you want to be a prisoner and a prison warden, but someday I want to see you play a truck driver too. Got to.
Another dream come true if that would happen, okay? Truly.
I love it so much. We still haven't talked about it.
We haven't.
I'm sorry.
No, but I showed some of her stuff to Dana because we have a very similar sense of humor and I knew she would get it. And if you're looking for Truly, yes, there's a million card companies out there, but she has, is irreverent the right word?
Yes, I think so.
Right? Like an irreverent look at things like...
And it not necessarily like fouled or dirty or anything, just offbeat.
And pretty honest, right?
Really offbeat and honest and sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of occasions that whether someone's going through a horrible breakup or they found out some horrible news about their health, lost their job, whatever it is, and you don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go get, you know, a crappy card at a grocery store with deepest sympathy and like something like that. So her cards, you know, the first one that I ever saw when I was out looking was about cancer. And it was talking about the next person that tells you everything happens for a reason, I'll be happy to punch them in the face.
Yes.
And I love that.
And that can be for anything, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody needs to laugh, right?
Yes.
Like, yes, there are just some things that I don't think are ever funny when people joke about it.
Right.
But if you can't find some laughter in the situation for yourself,
yeah,
then sometimes it's, like, too hard to get through.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think so. I love that whatever it's about, her cards always kind of make you giggle. You know what I mean? Even totally. If it's a sad, like, she even has silly ones. Like, this will come out after Valentine's Day, but for Valentine's Day, she's been promoting a lot. Like, this is a formal invitation. I invite you to my pants, things like that. But then I love the one that you said, too. I just think that it's almost like, have you ever followed inspirational quotes on Instagram? It's kind of like that a little bit, but it's real and honest and kind of funny. And I saw 7 cards I wanted to get my best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love also what I want to rave about her is that she's a self-made business owner.
She is.
Yeah. You met her at a trade show. Mm-hmm. And now she has this big website. I just think she's a really inspiring role model for women out there trying to get their own thing going.
Absolutely. And again, her stuff is very original. Like, there's a million things that people copy or knock off these days.
Yeah.
And
but hers are like stream of consciousness almost. Yeah.
Like the card with the two friends climbing on the mountain, and it says, this reminded me of you, .. and something that we would never
climb a mountain. Yeah, because it's something we would never do.
It's like two friends on the top of Mount Kilimanjaro.
Right. I love it so much. She's a really positive example of just going out there and making your own thing.
Exactly.
I love it.
I love it.
I'm a big proponent of whatever your passion is, find a way to infuse it in your everyday life.
That's right.
Yeah. Which you actually have just kind of taking a big leap. Do you want to tell? This is our first episode. Do you want to get that deep?
I don't know. I left a job that I was at for 14 years and kind of just reevaluating and recommitting myself to things that I love, which are comedy, acting, doing more of the things that were a hobby that I did very seldom, but I want to get back into creating stuff too. Like,
do you want to be a stationer?
I always wanted to be a stationer. I actually used to make my own line of cards, but handmade, and it was a lot of work, and I did invitations for a few friends.
I got Christmas cards from you a few times that were amazing.
That actually makes me sad, and I think that'll be a goal for this year to bring it back.
I love it.
I used to spend weeks taking my time to make handmade. See, I wanted to call those ornamental greetings.
Because the card, so fancy.
Remember, I always did like a little loop of ribbon so that you could hang the card.
Mm-hmm.
And I still cannot believe all these years later when I'm at people's house for Christmas and I see like my paper snowman.
Because it was
so
cool.
I'm
I
made this 10 years ago. They're like, we use it every year. I used to make Valentine cards just because.
Yeah.
To send to my friend. And I have one that kept it because it was like a heart and I don't remember what it had, what love sentiment was on it.
Yeah.
She hung it in her kitchen. She's like, oh, we have that all the time.
I don't know if you're.
No pun intended.
Oh, boy. Well, I don't know if you're in the market for ideas, but I do have a idea for a line of motherner cards. Or if you're not a mother, like I like to open things up. You could be an otherner.
An otherner.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Am I brilliant? I hate myself.
Actually, anyone that's not used to the charm of the South is an otherner. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They don't. What's some things that otherners do that I don't? Well, I said pop earlier. Did you notice that? That's a very Missouri thing.
It is. Yeah, we just said Coke no matter what because I grew up in Atlanta and that's like Coke country.
Yeah, that's inappropriate.
Like, you don't mention the word Pepsi in the vicinity of Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah. And you had sweet tea?
Only sweet tea.
Yeah.
I hate all tea. And I used to really offend friends, parents.
I legit offered you tea when you walked in my door.
I know.
You didn't say, no, I hate it.
Because it was a lovely gesture to offer me tea.
I will never do it again.
I also wish I liked tea.
Yeah.
The only
it's a shame,
time,
Jessica.
I know. And as you know, in the South, they put tea down like it's water. I mean, even at a lot of restaurants, they don't put water.
They don't put
the
water
table.
First. They bring you tea and then ask you what you want to drink.
Yeah. And when I have friends that come out from the South to visit LA, they can't deal with the fact that there's no sweet tea.
Oh.
And you should also see how servers look at them. They're like, I'm sorry, what? And they're like, sweet tea? Also because of the way people say it.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm like, no, that they don't have that.
Here. I did think, I was like, I put those 3 boxes of tea out because I'm not a cook. I am good at nothing feminine. I'm just kind of funny to be around. I don't know why I'm damned to marry me. Are we in the rant portion again? This is supposed to be our positive.
We rave.
We love Medical Monkeys. We love Emily McDowell. That's her name. And you can find her
on Instagram. Emily McDowell.
Yeah. So once this comes out, it's February. What's the next holiday after Valentine's?
President's Day.
So get your President's Day cards.
No, after Valentine's, the next major holiday is St. Patrick's Day. But do you know, I mean,
I've never sent a card for St. Patrick's Day.
Me neither. And as cute as they are, like I remember back in the day when Hallmark was a thing, they'd have a whole collection, right? I don't know why.
Did you just use an accent?
Yeah. Like, Larny Killikinarny here.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
Oh my God.
I'm the worst at accents. You at least did a pretty good job.
Oh no, I'm the worst. I mean, I think we can both very easily talk Southern, but that's because
I was born.
Anything else? When we had to take that in college, if you were a theater major, you had to take stage dialects. Whatever I was attempting to do sounded the complete opposite. If they're like, do Irish, I sounded German.
Oh, yeah.
It's just,
You know, I'll be honest. This is embarrassing. I love listening to podcasts, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so I listen to a lot of British podcasts so that I can bone up on an accent. I learn new words from them. I didn't know that gooch meant taint. You're welcome.
Oh my God. Just like I thought geezer meant you were calling somebody an old fart, but that's like a name for your mate. It's like, yeah, that geezer over there.
Says who?
Somebody told me that.
British?
Yes.
Oh.
They're like, no, geezer is like your mate, the Sam's geezer, trying to talk British and stuff. It's so not okay. But I love when it's words that we use in our vernacular, but it's a completely different meaning.
Like fanny. Also, fanny is different here than it is in.
Right. And a lift. Isn't that what they call an elevator? Or an escalator?
Yeah, they call rooms different things. I love them.
My sister-in-law is British and has a beautiful accent. Yeah, I had never known what this was called. She was getting the stroller out for the baby and she said, could you push the pram over
there? The pram, yeah.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, pram?
Fancy.
So fancy. And we know that all children with European accents
are just the cutest
and sound like they're Doogie Howser reborn.
They're so cute. You know, this is a good rave section. If you haven't seen the Chucky video, you've got to look that up. Or, it's the modern day, Charlie bit my finger.
Yes. And the little tyke from England, too, was talking about Father Christmas.
Yes. And how, what did he say about how, I'm good. I'm a good bloke. Like,
I'm on the good list, actually.
Actually? Yes.
Like, what? He's 4 or 5 at
most. The cutest.
Says actually, and he's saying it correctly. I see my eyes raising again, and I probably look angry, but I'm just elated because I watched that video like 100 times.
Yeah. So there's 2 videos. If you haven't seen them, go look them up. Maybe we'll list them in our show notes. Like, hey, if you want some entertainment.
I think we'll have to.
Jessica.
Dana.
Do you think we should have one more corner before we go?
Let's do it.
Okay. I want you to do this corner because this is one of the funniest stories to me. So Jessica and I live in Los Angeles. Who cares? But because of where we live and because of what we do, occasionally we have celebrity encounters. Yeah. So take it away, Jessica.
Certain people just are going to make your head flip if you get the chance to see them in person. Mm-hmm. There used to be this awesome gallery in Hollywood that would have a theme for the month. Like, 1 month everything was Betty Page, 1 month everything was Dolly Parton. The month that my husband and I went, because he got invited, he was on some mailing list, it was the premiere of RuPaul's Drag Race, the
first
season.
Oh my God, I love it.
So that's all I needed to hear. And yes. I was like, yes,
of
all
course.
In, okay?
Yeah.
They took like 20 local artists from Southern California, and everybody, you could use any medium you wanted, but you had to make a piece of art, hopefully of Ru, or dealing with that world. Somebody did one of Divine that I'm never going
to... Amazing.
I'm never going to accept that I didn't buy it. It was $200. It was nothing for what it was. I just didn't have it at the time.
Right.
And now I'm like, really? Really?
Oh,
like,
man.
I should have, you know, gone across the street to a check.
Took out a loan.
Anything.
Right.
Because there literally was one right there. We went and RuPaul was not there. And of course, I was hoping for that. But like all of the cast was in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there was a little buzz like, oh, so-and-so's here, so-and-so's here. Well, they were all big in that world. But I didn't know who they were. Well, I turned around and I saw Charo. And
come on.
I almost fainted. And it was so weird that I thought, maybe that's somebody dressed like Charo. And
oh, like an impersonator.
Yeah.
And yeah.
As we all know, there are some men that...
Oh, you would never know.
You would never know. And I'm like, you look better than Charo.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Did you tell Charo she looked better than Charo?
Oh, my God. I wish I did. I'm always usually too scared to go up to people.
I know, me too.
No matter how much I love this performer, anytime, especially in college, my friend's mom worked with like the Film and Tourism Bureau in their state. So I got to meet Matthew McConaughey for
Hey-ho,
one.
Buick.
Yeah, I was like a bumbling idiot. I couldn't even get the word hi out of my mouth.
Oh,
Charo,
funny.
I like had lasers in my eyes. I was like, I'm going to meet her.
Yes.
And I made a beeline for her. And I did my usual can't be succinct and said, my father's a huge fan of your flamenco guitar playing, and I grew up watching you on the Love Boat. She threw her arms around me, gave me a kiss on the cheek, and I said, is there any way we could get a picture? Because, like I said, I had no shame. I'm like, this is Charo.
This is Charo.
I can die happy if I get a picture with Charo.
Yes.
So she's like, oh, okay. And I motioned for my husband. She says, oh, this is your husband? I said, yeah. And she goes, coochie. And reached out and pinched his nipple.
Your husband?
His nipple.
And said, coochie?
Coochie. He almost dropped the phone while he was taking the camera, and he turned purple. And he is not, like me, easily embarrassed. He almost lost his mind. Like, it was one of the most magical.
Do you still have the picture?
I do.
Oh my God, we have to post it.
It's insane. She was still like with the hair where she kind of does like the little
ponytail. I am so jealous of her hair.
And in a red short like peplum dress.
Of course. And she's 127.
She is, but for many years was still listed as 57. God bless Charo.
Good for you, Charo.
If you looked up anything for her online, it's like Charo 57.
Wow.
Really? She was on Love Boat when Carol Channing was on the Love Boat. I'm not saying Charo's 88, but she's not 57.
I mean, she might be 108.
I miss
Who
when
cares?
She used to dance on the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Oh, remember? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're dating ourselves so badly.
I know.
Some of
the
our
Jerry Lewis telethon. I mean, yes, I just gave away the whole picture of our lives and our ages.
You know, the sad thing is for me, my birthday was always the weekend of the Jerry Lewis telethon. So like my birthday always reminds me of the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Was everybody hung up on watching that and not celebrating your birthday?
We never celebrated my birthday big time because I don't know. I never had parties. We were weird and private. And also school started like 3 days after my birthday. And Jenny Robertson every year had a slumber party on the 28th of August.
Ooh.
And parents would never allow 2 weekends in a row. You know, you're like, another birthday gift? Of course, mm-hmm. Now kids go to 75 birthday parties every weekend, but it wasn't like that.
And they're at Sky Zone and things like that.
Yes. You know what? I got a ruler because I needed school supplies.
Okay.
I have a video of me going, thank you. I really needed a slip. Remember when we wore slips under our dresses?
Yeah, when my mom made me, when I needed a bra earlier than everybody else in my grade. Yes, I do.
Oh, me too. What grade did you bra up?
Fourth.
Me too!
Fourth.
Fourth grade. I brought up in fourth grade.
I had like a ruffled blouse and a long peasant skirt, if you will. It was like, I called it my Laura Ingalls Wilder outfit. It literally looked like the school marm because I did dress like a 50-year-old divorcee when I was a young child. And I put it on to go to the symphony, and my mom walked in, and she wasn't being mean. She didn't shame me in any way, but she goes, yeah, you're not wearing that. And I was like, what? She goes, we're going to need to get you a training bra.
Yeah, my mom did that too.
Because it was, and I was mortified.
Me too. I didn't want to be, we went to Walmart for my first bra.
I went to Kitty City.
Ew.
Real name of a store in Sandy Springs, Georgia, Kitty City.
And was the bra section called Titty City?
Itty bitty titty city.
No.
That's what it should have been called.
Oh, God.
It had two tennis rackets and a tiny blue bow.
What's the tennis rackets got to do?
Nothing. It was just like one of those.
I guess if you're going to be active, put those boobies in a sling.
Okay.
The universal sign of being active is tennis. Is that right?
Yes.
It must be.
I wish I was good at tennis.
Oh, God, me too.
I always wished that I could look cute in one of those layered skirts and a visor.
I've done it multiple times. Not even going to play tennis. Just like, oh, Disneyland? Great. Skorts and a visor. Because I don't want the top of my head to sweat.
You know what happens with a visor? You burn the living hell out of your scalp.
Your part.
I know. But I was one of those people who bought a hat from Urban Outfitters in college that was like, you know, like a... what would you call it? A bucket hat, like a canvas bucket hat.
Sure.
Like your grandpa would wear fishing.
Sure.
Well, it was that, but the top of it was cut out.
Oh.
So it was
so you could
like
wear a pony
an
or
all the way around visor.
Yeah.
That was a hat. I mean, that was one of those not okay fashion things that
yeah.
I bought.
I'm going to be honest. At this moment in my house, I own a visor.
A visor is fine. You don't have a hat with the top cut out.
Stop trying aggressively to be pointing at me.
And I bet you would look cute in a visor.
Thank you, Jessica. I bet you would too.
No.
Oh.
And I was looking at your hair, which is always like silky and smooth.
No.
No, my hair looks sort of like Yahoo Serious meets Kenny G. And it's like a halo of frizz.
No.
So,
No.
If you have a ponytail, it's like when you see someone on the runway or on the red carpet and it's like a nice.
They have people, Jessica. We're just living our daily lives.
Every day it looks like you got a blowout at Dry Bar. Okay. And I can spend an hour frying my hair at home. And the minute I get slightly hot, mushroom in full effect.
I think it looks like beautiful aura. You have a hair aura. With your voice and that hair aura, you're just like the sexiest
Hirsutism.
Woman alive.
I mean, we could just go on and on.
Can we have Southern
Hirsuteners?
Hirsuteners.
Oh.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
For a Harry. Oh, my God.
Jessica, I think that's our show.
I think that's
this
our show.
This is our first show. Was it insane?
It was really fun.
It was very fun. I enjoy you immensely. I just want to remind everybody that every Tuesday we're doing this. We're ranting. We're raving. Got something you love. Got something you hate. Let us rant and rave about it. Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers. Okay, Jessica, tell everybody how they can get a hold of us.
Follow us on social media. Instagram is always going to be a great bet.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, Twitter, do it if you tweet. And email us anything, questions, suggestions, rants and raves. Email us at the rants and raves podcast at gmail.com. And check us out on our website, therantsandravespodcast.com.
Should we give everybody something to ponder, a point to ponder?
I would love to hear what annoys you the most in 2019. Like for me, it's that sloths are now a thing. It was octopus.
Yeah, they're the
new
cute.
Owls. It was mustaches. It was pineapples. Now it's sloths.
Yeah, let's think about sloths and what that really does to us, Jessica. You're right. That's a good way to go out. That's it, guys. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Bye.